Six music. From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
He's a space nut, you know.
Tina Turner couldn't stand the rain on her window, could she?
I quite like it. Did you know that Tina Turner is the auntie of Pete Turner, the bass player in Elbow? That, of course, is not true, but several people who've worked with the band over the years still think it is, because I planted the lie in their heads and never took it back. I am, of course, Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. As you could probably hear then, I am in the roof of my house here in North Manchester, pre-recording this episode of The Finest Hour for you. Because the band are on the road all the time, you never know when I'm going to be recording the show or where. But today, I'm happy to say, I'm in my West German tourist outfit, a pair of really unflattering shorts, quite a loud shirt and a pair of sensible, comfortable sandals. That's my attire for making this week's show. I'm with you for the next 2 hours. I've got all sorts to play. Lots of new stuff, lots of groovy stuff. Quite a lot of the stuff this week, just in putting my playlist together for you, was there's quite a dream pop thing going on. It might be the New Engineers tune, which has spurred that. But also, we have a Blue Nile Song for Guy recommendation that's coming as well. So everything in between, quite a lot of dreamy stuff. But before we get on to that, Eels, someone I'm coming round to, slowly but surely. I once stated that I thought he was quite a cheap version of Beck, or, you know, I didn't find him very sincere. I was unanimously corrected by the listeners to this programme. A little by little now, I'm warming to his stuff. And I'd tell you if I didn't agree with you. Any case, this one put a big smile on my face. It's not one you'd want to hear every day for the rest of your life, but very, very amusing on first listen. This is Eels' new single, Sorry, it's out on July the 11th. It's called The Man, and it's very, very amusing indeed. Man, have a feeling you'll be hearing that a lot. The next tune is a tune by Adventures in Stereo, and if I remember this correctly, one of what they call Bobby Gillespie's lot, Primal Scream. One of Primal Scream was half of Adventures in Stereo. I first played this tune in 2009, November 2009. It was a song for Guy recommendation from James Hatchett. The reason I'm playing it is because I didn't have it on my laptop last week when I was away writing with Jimmy Goodwin, so I couldn't play it for him, because it's also not available on iTunes, which is where I download my music legally from, if I can't purchase the vinyl. Anyway, it's Adventures in Stereo. It's called There Was a Time. Jimmy, if you're listening, this is that really great tune with Inaccurate Loops I was talking about.
Never before.
There we go. Lovely song. Really simple. There Was a Time by Adventures in Stereo. Lovely loop in there. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that a lot of the tunes this week are... they have a dream pop feel to them. I think that's because of this next tune by Engineers, in part. It's a new one that's out now. It's called To an Evergreen. And it's great. Some really lovely old synthesizers in here. I couldn't tell you which ones, but if you are a synthesizer geek... then maybe you could email me, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I could look it up on the internet, but what's the fun in that? Engineers. Engineers and To an Evergreen, that's out now. Buy it, buy it, buy it. Karen Dalton has a wonderful voice. She was a contemporary of Bob Dylan's and I got to know her music through several recommendations. I wasn't aware of this tune until January, I think it was, when Benjamin McMahon got in touch and recommended it for me. It's called How Did the Feeling Feel to You? I know that my mate Stephen Fretwell, who's hard at work on some solo stuff while waiting for his baby to be born, I know that he's a big fan of Karen Dalton as well. If I were trying to pinpoint her voice, I'd say that she was definitely a fan of Billie Holiday, but you don't know that for sure. Maybe, you know, sometimes things sound like each other without ever being a reference, without ever being an influence. That was the word I was after. So here we are, Karen Dalton, and How Did the Feeling Feel to You?
Making love has been as much as I could have hoped it would be. Been like one night to me. You've got me feeling the feeling you gave me before. That to you those nights and any other night, tonight is just one more. Don't try to tell me that you care enough to love me when you can't even do the things I need you to do. Don't make me listen to words you think will please me when pleasing me don't mean anything to you. Just one more night makes no difference as long what you did wrong. Last days we had of one another will have to do. While you're on your way, while you're on your way, how did the feeling feel to you? You've got me feeling the feeling you gave me before. That to you those nights and any other night, tonight is just one more. Just one more night makes no difference as long as there's another night to make right what you did wrong. The last days we had of one another will have to do. While you're on your way, while you're on your way, how did the feeling feel to you?
Karen Dalton, and How Did the Feeling Feel to You? Great stuff.
This is
Six Music. Here we go then, I hope this works. Monday to Thursday night from 9, Gideon Coe.
Hello, good evening. Gideon Coe with you until midnight. It's a finely honed and balanced 3 hours. If you pick out one bit, the whole lot could fall down like some sort of musical jenga.
Gideon Coe.
Me.
This week, there's archive session tracks plus
we need to put some atmosphere on it.
You know, maybe put some tweeting birds in the background.
Gideon Coe.
Ba-da, 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 ba-da.
Monday to Thursday night from 9.
Six
Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
I can't help thinking this time of year when I'm at festivals every weekend, as I have been over the last couple of weekends, and as I will be this weekend, doing two festivals in Germany this week, one called Southside, one called Hurricane. And I've just found out, I got a phone call during that record from Pete Jobson, my very good friend, who's the bass player in I Am Clute. They're doing the same festivals on the same days, but the opposite way around. So we'll probably cross paths on the Autobahn. And yeah, we'll try and wave at each other out the bus window. What a shame we're not booked at the same time. If you are a European festival promoter and you're going to put Clute and Elbow on, put them on the same day so we can hang out. Not that we don't do that all the time at home, I suppose. Anyway, summery feels. I can't help thinking of the summer after all my friends came back from university. I was so happy to see them all again. We had a lost summer together before they then shot off around the world doing various things for a few years. And this was our record. It's G Love and Special Sauce, the first record, which is titled the same as the band. And this song's called The Things That I Used To Do. Check out the double bass on this. I've been thinking about the double bass quite a lot, and this is really quite a special recording. G Love and Special Sauce, dedicating it to all my mates. Timeless, beautiful, imaginative music from G Love and Special Sauce. And you know, timeless, imaginative, beautiful music don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. Our Victim was written by musical greats Lerner and Lowe and was the standout song from the marvellous Paint Your Wagon. With the help of Lee Marvin's lovable, lazy-bones voice, it ambled straight past the Beatles to the top of the charts and became the number one target for the audio assassins. First to take aim were feckless felons Foster and Allen, who set upon it with an apathetic accordion, boring banjo, and a singing style so soporific that it almost put itself out of its misery. Next were the Big Ben Hawaiian Band, who dressed it in a grass skirt and used a combination of slack key guitar, ukulele and xylophone to force it into a hideous hula that it barely crawled away from. Book 'em, Dano. Then, after a smooth segue from Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, Swingin' and Adele staged a horrifying Hammond attack that left it begging for refuge in Blackpool Tower Ballroom. But when Music Hall Menace and sickening siffleur Ronnie Ranald attempted to deafen it with his high-pitched whistling before closing in to finish off this cinematic classing with a maniacal yee-haw, it was moider. Sod off.
Which with any luck will never come true. get to heaven, tie me to a tree, or I'll begin to roam, and soon you'll know where I will be.
Many moons ago, my mate and Liam Frost and I did a cover version of that song. Yeah, if you can find that recording, good luck to you. And send me a copy. So I mentioned that Elbow have been on the festival trail for the last few weeks. It tends to be two or three festivals a weekend, which leaves us back here in England midweek. But we've been all over the place. Somebody we've already run into twice in one weekend is the Interpol lads. And because of the bands that are at various stages of recording their stuff, and because of the genres of music that we're associated with, you do tend to see the same bands festival after festival. So I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Interpol a lot this summer. Nice lads that they are. Not managed to have a beer with them yet, but this is the first song of theirs which I really fell in love with. From their album Turn On The Bright Lights, this is the incredibly romantic, soulful NYC. This is amazing. We'll be right back. wonderful, yearning, beautiful music from Interpol. The wonderful at the start of that sentence was a bit fragile, like I've been crying, wasn't it? Wonderful. Interpol, yeah, I'll be seeing them all summer. Iron and Wine I'm going to play for you now. This is called Boy with a Coin. I picked Iron and Wine's music up for the first time years and years ago. Let me see, 6-7 years ago. Maybe even more than that, actually. Maybe 8 or 9 years ago. Anyway, in Amoeba Records in Los Angeles. Two things happened that day. Franz Ferdinand were also in Amoeba Records. You do find this because Amoeba is a huge, huge record shop. Secondhand records, predominantly. And there's one in Los Angeles and there's one in San Francisco. And you just have to pop in if you're a music fan. And I quite often see all the bands in there. I've run into all sorts of people in there. But Franz Ferdinand were in there that day, and we had a brief chat. What have you got? What have you got? That kind of thing. And then when I walked outside, I was recognised in the street for the first time. for the first time in America, anyway. I wasn't aware that anybody would know who I was in California. And these two girls were waiting to cross the road opposite me. Unusual to see somebody on foot in Los Angeles at all, unless they're homeless. So I made a point of walking around everywhere, and these girls seemed to be doing the same. Anyway, they saw me about to cross the road, and they stayed on their side of the road. So I crossed towards them. It's quite a big, wide Napoleonic road, and got to the other side. They were waiting for me, and this girl said, "Guy Garvey?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "No way, you're just like walking around?" Which I thought was hilarious. Like, she either expected me to be hovering above the floor or perhaps in a limousine or something, you know. Anyway, very nice. A lovely day in Amoeba that led to discovering Iron and Wine. I nearly forgot then. Boy with a Coin, this tune. Thanks, Amoeba Records. Thank you. Iron and Wine and Boy with a Coin. Paul Simon's got a new record out on the 20th of June, which is tomorrow for you guys, I think. This is Rewrite. It's coming out tomorrow. It's Paul Simon, one of the greats, a living legend.
I've been working on my rewrite, that's right. I'm gonna change the ending. Gonna throw away my title and toss it in the trash. Every minute after midnight, all the time I'm spending, it's just for working on my rewrite, that's right. I'm gonna turn it into cash. I've been working at the car wash. I consider it my day job, cause it's really not a paid job, but that's where I am. Everybody says the old guy working at the car wash hasn't got a brain cell left since Vietnam. But I say, help me, help me, help me, help me, thank you. I'd know that you were there when I said, help me, help me, help me, help me. Won't you thank you for listening to my prayer? I'm working on the rewrite, that's right. I'm gonna change the ending. Won't throw away my title and toss it in the trash. Every minute after midnight, all the time I'm spending, just for working on the rewrite, that's right. And I'm gonna turn it into cash. I'll eliminate the pages where the father has a breakdown and he has to leave the family, but he really meant no harm. I'm gonna substitute a car chase and a race across the rooftops when the father saves the children and he holds them in his arms. And I say, help me, help me, help me, help me, thank you. I'd no idea that you were there when I said, help me, help me, help me, help me. Well, thank you for listening to my. Working on my rewrite.
Great, hey, there we go. I was talking about Amoeba Records just before I played the Iron and Wine tune a few minutes ago. It was good fun going digging up old recordings when it wasn't quite so easy to access them as you can now if you've got the internet. And there was nothing better than finding something that you'd not heard for years and years and years. It was my sister's birthday and I went hunting for a Murray Head record, which we all loved growing up. Say It Ain't So was the name of the album. Say It Ain't So comes from a legend attached to the phrase Say It Ain't So. Comes from a legend attached to the baseball player from the 1910 onwards, called Shoeless Joe Jackson. He was a national hero. Obviously, it was leading up to serious depression or during serious depression. A national hero, shoeless because he played with no shoes on. He played for the White Sox and was involved in the Black Sox scandal, which was basically he was involved in trying to fix the World Series. The World Series, why is it called that? As far as I'm aware, only American teams play in the World Series. Anyway, on his way out of court after his testimony, a young lad is reported to have grabbed his sleeve and desperately said, "Say it ain't so, Joe." Obviously, terrible, a national hero falling on his face like that. And the subject matter of this very, very beautiful song. Murray Head's committed some pretty heinous crimes against music in his time. I'm thinking primarily of One Night in Bangkok, but this more than makes up for it. He's got an incredible voice as well, really, really crystalline. And here we are, laced with sadness, but a real epic. This is Murray Head and Say It Ain't So, Joe.
So I'm sure they're telling us lies, Joe. Please tell us it ain't so. They told us that our hero, the lady's trump card, he doesn't know how to go on. They're clinging to his charm and determined smile, but the good old days have gone. And he and mom may be falling apart, the money has gotten scarce. One man's word held the country together, but the truth is getting fierce. Say it ain't so, Joe, please, say it ain't so. We pinned our hopes on you, Joe, and they're ruining our show.
Say It Ain't So, from the album of the same name. I think it was actually the music to a musical. I might have that wrong. But there you go. Time for a delve into the Desert Island Discs archive. Now you can listen to all of the Desert Island Discs archive. Everything is available online for you to go and dip into whenever you want. I wonder if I was anything to do with the decision to put all that up there. And also Radio 4 Extra, which is an excellent channel, is replaying quite a lot of Desert Island Discs. My band Elbow have featured twice, which I'm very, very pleased with. One was John Cale of the Velvet Underground. He picked Switching Off from our second record. And Michael Caine picked One Day Like This as one of his Desert Island Discs. Over the moon. Also recently, Radio 4 said that One Day Like This was the listener's favourite of the last 10 years. If you're one of the people who voted for that, you have my sincere gratitude and respect. Nice one. The lads were over the moon about that. Anyway, Yeah, when Michael Caine said he was into the tune, and this is why I brought it up, he said, I was watching Glastonbury on the telly, and I thought, who the hell are this lot? Which is great, isn't it? Not only did he pick our tune, but you got a bit of authentic Michael Caine out of him. I don't suppose he's capable of anything else, though, really. I digress. Let's have a listen to one of Daphne du Maurier's Desert Island Disc choices.
Now, you began to cast envious eyes at a house in the woods, not far away.
Ah, yes. Well, this was my trespassing days. We walked a lot, my sisters and I, and we used to trespass round the grounds of Menabilly, which is the other side of the harbour from us at Foy, and peer at this house there, which wasn't lived in because the owner lived away. He used to come down sometimes. And I got a terrific thing about this house. And eventually, many years afterwards, came to live there.
Mm-hmm.
The owner, I asked if I could possibly rent it. This was during the war. And went to live there and was there, in fact, with the children. My husband was off at the war from 43 till after he died in 65.
A most romantic house with a ghost.
Well, people say they're ghosts, but I'm not psychic, and I've never saw anything there.
There was a skeleton that was found.
There was a skeleton, but I don't think he ever haunted the place. A skeleton was supposed to be found about 1821, and everyone said he was somebody who'd been walled up during the Civil War.
Record number three.
Record number three, I think it's Clair de Lune. Debussy's Clair de Lune. And this they played through a film of mine called Frenchman's Creek. And my husband simply adored it. He was a great fan of mine. He used to love all my books. And he never read them until they were finished, and then he had the first copy. He didn't read them in proof or anything like that. But he read Frenchman's Creek, loved it. We went to the film, which actually came out, I think, just after the war or during the war years. And Clair de Lune was played through it. And somehow, I don't know, I got to love it too.
To BBC Radio Online is simple.
Because all of the BBC's radio stations are available on your computer.
In one easy-to-use player.
There's Steve Wright on Radio 2.
Oh, that's me.
Look, it's the big show. It's Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Lauren Laverne on 6 Music.
Popping as much lovely music as we can into your locals.
With just a few clicks.
You can listen live or catch up.
With BBC programmes from the last 7 days.
Or at your fingertips.
With the new radio player, you can listen online to all the BBC radio you love. Go to the BBC Radio 6 Music website and click on Listen.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
You were much stranger than I remember you before the war. Nobody noticed that your lights went out before the night. Now you are wandering in the dark. Your fair weather friends have let you down. Why do you still kick around?
BBC.
Six Music. On digital. Online. BBC Six Music.
Good heavens above. It's Guy Garvey.
Bon Iver and 4Emma. Love that song. Love that artist. What a talented bloke. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you for another hour. You may be listening as this programme's broadcast on Sunday night. You may be listening at work during the week. Wherever you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the programme. My mum listens every week, which I know I mention every now and again, but it is lovely wherever I am in the world with the band. At midnight on a Sunday, Greenwich Mean Time, I get a text from my mum with a full appraisal of that week's show. Lots of love to you, Mum. Hope to see you soon. I've not seen you for ages. And yes, that's not good for the soul, not to see one's mother for ages, eh? This is a great tune. I was talking about Amoeba Records earlier. I was also talking about space rock. This, in some ways, crosses both genres, both subjects, if you like. I was introduced to this album, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, by Wilco, by my friend Jim, who is the guitarist in Granddaddy. Jim now goes out as All Smiles, and his stuff is excellent. And I think he might have actually toured with a record recently to do with Granddaddy, I'm not sure. Let me get my facts straight before I broadcast them, eh? Anyway, this is the first tune off that album, and it absolutely still knocks me dead in my tracks. I'd been to Amoeba Records, and Jim and I and Aaron and a few mates bowled down to a park and drank alcohol out of paper bags, because you've got to keep it covered in the States, do you know what I mean? So brilliant little bit of authentic American bad behaviour, drinking in the park out of brown paper bags, and he played me this record and I fell in love with it. And then, bless him, before the tour finished that we were in the middle of, he bought me a copy of it. Once again, from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, this is Wilco and the beautiful I am trying to break your heart. Wonderful. All 7 minutes of it. That was Wilco and I Am Trying to Break Your Heart from the album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. One of the famous little bits of trivia about the album is that they got two advances from the same record company for the album. How about that? They were dropped and rehired and got two advances to make that record. That's maximising. Anyway, Josh Bray is someone that I've only just become aware of. Josh is a folk blues singer-songwriter from Devon, currently living in London. His debut album, Whiskey and Wool, will be released on, was released on March the 7th. Can you tell I'm reading this off my notes? Josh grew up in Dorset, where he spent his time listening not to acoustic singer-songwriters, as you might imagine, but the likes of Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Led Zeppelin and Pantera. He moved to Bristol to live with his brother and heard late Nick Drake performing Riverman. He got into Joni Mitchell, CSN, Neil Young, John Martin, Fairport and Bob Dylan, the band, Little Feat, the Allman Brothers and more. And he had an old Spanish guitar which belonged to his late father. So it's his debut album and this is a really promising tune. It's called The River Song. Lots of love and luck to Josh Bray.
Mine. music.
A million reasons to listen to Sean Keaveney.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 63, he's got common sense.
Miley Cyrus's young fans certainly got an eyeful of their idol as she performed in hot pants.
One gig guy said, I put my hand over my daughter's eyes on a few occasions.
If you were anything like a responsible parent, you should have put your hands over her ears.
Number 5011, he's green fingered.
Joanna Lumley, above the face of National Love Your Lawn Week. To commemorate that, I am going to go home to etch Joanna Lumley's face into my back lawn.
Number 612,901, he's ambitious.
Is success going to ruin Six Music?
I predict that you're right, that we'll be great for another 3 or 4 years and then we'll get fat
and end up wearing jumpsuits.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Weekday mornings from 7.
BBC Six Music.
Who needs a million reasons to listen?
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'll blow our minds.
Now then, Hubert Gregg was a multi-talented man. As well as being an actor, writer and broadcaster of a radio show which ran for 32 years, he also composed songs, two of which were notable for very different reasons. He wrote his most famous song, Maybe It's Because I'm a Londoner, after watching German doodlebugs flying over the capital. Although it was not made famous until 1947, it came to symbolise the resilience and pride of the British under fire. And then there was his other wartime hit, the defiant and funny I'm Gonna Get Lit Up When the Lights Go Up in London. With lyrics that anticipated celebrating the end of the blackout with a night of drunkenness, it was catchy and popular, but provoked a protest in Parliament from the teetotal MP, Lady Astor. However, despite, and perhaps because of, her puritanical view, her old adversary Churchill adopted a far more liberal attitude and even used the song as a broadcast signal to warn the European resistance of an Allied invasion. Hearing it now, it's quaint and nostalgic, but at the time, both as a massive morale booster and as the secret code that would undoubtedly save many lives, it was probably one of the most important songs of the Second World War, and certainly the best of reasons to celebrate the much-loved and greatly missed Hubert Gregg. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
The fire brigade out to the littest, uppest scene you ever saw.
the Beckopedia. That's Carol Gibbons, and I'm Gonna Get Lit Up. Absolutely wonderful. Who'd have known it, eh? Music gets places you sometimes don't expect it to. If you'd have told me that the Desert Island Dish chart thing with Radio 4 was going to happen for one of our songs, I wouldn't have believed you. If you'd have told me it had reached Michael Caine's ears, I wouldn't have believed you, let alone him choose it as a song he couldn't live without. And in the same way, can you imagine one of your songs becoming a special code to warn against enemy attacks? It's bizarre, isn't it? Yeah, music gets around. Music gets around. That sounds like a Sister Sledge number or something, doesn't it? Or what they call the Isley Brothers. Let's work on that. I wonder what other Isley Brothers sounding record titles you can come up with from everyday life. Is that too complicated? Is it heck? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Do you remember the Dave Stewart virus? When I was asking people to dress up in white Italian dressing gowns and sunglasses. And then the circular image thing that I did for a while, when the gallery was full of circular images, photographs of circular things. Well, I'm thinking of starting another one. I'm not sure what it is I want to collect yet, but I was inspired by listening to a film called, is it called A Life in a Day or A Day in the Life? Lauren Laverne had somebody on, anyway, last week on a show that's put together a film. He sent HD cameras out across the world and asked them all to film the same day. It sounds like a fascinating movie and I can't wait to see it. We have the power. What should we do together? Send your suggestions in. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. What can we ask everybody to do together through this programme? Eh? Right, now then, I'm going to have a slug of my coffee. I slurped a bit more than usual for radio effect. I might even have to light a cigarette. The BBC does not advocate smoking. The reason being, this next song can screw me up in a ball and throw me in the bin. It is so achingly beautiful, and yet it is scathing and accusatory at the same time, because that is the nature of heartbreak. You hate the person who's broken your heart at the same time as desperately wanting them not to go. Joni Mitchell's For the Roses, which came out between Blue and Court and Spark, is my favourite of her records. I was looking online for facts about it earlier, and it's the only one of her albums that was entered into the Library of Congress. That happens to 50 records a year, and that's the one they picked to put as a record of what was contemporary that year. It's a profound record. It's very, very open. It's very, very jarring. It's very, very beautiful. It's about the true nature of heartbreak. It's about Joni Mitchell having her heart smashed to pieces and going up into the wilds to be on her own and write a record. By the time you get to this song, there's a soberness to her attitude towards this whole situation. A soberness and a resignation which comes through so much in the melody of this song. It's the only song I'm aware of that Joni swears during, and I'm sorry to say that we're going to edit it to protect little ears, because I do know that kids listen to the show. So there's a swear in this, but we'll mess with it so you can't hear it. It's a necessary swear because it's a really scathing sentiment. Listen to all the emotions going on in this tune. Listen very carefully to the lyrics of Joni Mitchell's Woman of Heart and Mind.
I am a woman of heart and mind, with time on her hands, no child to raise. You come to me like a little boy, and I give you my scorn and my praise. You think I'm like your mother, or another lover, or your sister, or the queen of your dreams, or just another silly girl, when love makes a fool of me. To the rush, when you come back down, you're always disappointed, nothing
to keep you high. Grab your bargains, push your papers. When your medals up to your strangers, don't it leave you on the empty side? Looking for affection and respect, a little passion, and you want stimulation, nothing more. That's what I think. But you know I'll try to be there for you when your spirits start to sing. All this talk about holiness now must be the start of the latest style. Is it all books and words, or do you really feel it? Do you really laugh? Do you really care? Do you really smile when you smile? You criticize and you flatter, imitate the best, and the rest you memorize. You know the times you impress me most are the times when you don't try. When you don't even try.
From the timeless For the Roses, that's Joni Mitchell and Woman of Heart and Mind. Wild. Hugh Lawson's been in touch. What did I do with his email? Bear with me a second. I shall look in my file here. This is Radio Realism. No, that's not it. That's not it. I should have had it ready, really. Here we go. Hugh Lawson lives in Aberdeen. He's recommended Over the Hillside by the Blue Nile on Hats. One of the most refined and honest songs I've ever heard, he says. I could listen to it every day for the rest of my life. I love the Blue Nile for their visual approach to songwriting. They give the listener a very personal sense of time and location through their music. You need the full intro for full effect. Thanks, Hugh. Hugh, I've played this song on the show many, many times. I occasionally break my request for recommendations rather than requests, but you weren't to know that I'm not very familiar with this tune. I had, in fact, Paul Buchanan on the show talking about one of his songs a long time ago. It wasn't this one. I had him talking about Easter Parade, and he's very open about the lyrics. I totally agree with everything you said in that beautiful email. I was trying to find my copy of the Craig Armstrong that orchestrated some Blue Nile tunes. They're really lovely, Hugh, if you've not heard them. For now, though, let's enjoy Over the Hillside together. The album is Hats, the band is the wonderful Blue Nile.
Work a night and day, tried to make good sense. What's the good to try it all again?
Over the Hillside by the wonderful Blue Nile. Ollie Gurney's been in touch. He says he wants to hear Birds by Emiliana Torini. He says he came across it while searching for the Birds by Elbow. Another great song, but one I think you're already familiar with, Guy. Yes, I am. The relaxed acoustic guitar on this tune, mixed with Emiliana's vocals and lyrics, make perfect listening for the recent warm weather. Thinking of making a Birds Only playlist based on the strength of these first two, but can only think of three little birds. All the best with the tour and the album, Ollie. Thank you very much, sir. Emiliana Torini is a lovely girl. I met her at a friend's wedding a few years ago. An amazing wedding, as it goes. The two friends in question have just had a little baby as well. So I'm going to dedicate this to George. Welcome to the world, little man. Here's Auntie Emiliana Torini with Birds.
Let's stay awake and listen to of a play, and soon begins another. Here, the leaves applaud the thank you.
Torini with Birds, thanks to Ollie Gurner for that recommendation. And welcome to the world, George. This next song also has amazing double bass. I was talking about that before I played the G Loves and Special Sauce tune earlier on. I just get so stuck on this beautiful tune. The thing that really takes my breath away every time is at the end of the rambling verse, there's a little musical part that goes. It's just so beautiful. I don't know where it came from. I wish I'd written it. The late, great John Martin, and this is Bless the Weather.
Thank you.
Marvellous. John Martin and Bless the Weather. Beautiful song. I love it.
Mark Riley, Monday to Thursday night. Music. R is for...
Rotten! Just wondering if you could find any Maggot Brain by Funkadelic to play as I'm trying to do my homework. No.
I is for...
Ignorant.
Is the answer either Gibby Haynes or Garth Hudson? Just before you ask a question.
I'm afraid not.
It's worth a try, wasn't it?
L is for...
Lackluster.
You still there?
E is for...
Egypt.
I'm Mark Riley. I'm neither germ-free nor an adolescent.
Y is for...
Yum.
Fabulous. Everything live in session.
Ooh, I say.
That's a tune, isn't it?
Mark Riley. Monday to Thursday nights from 7 on 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter and the anti-matter.
How's your Sunday night going? This next song is by Lift to Experience, the fiercest, most amazing rock three-piece I've ever witnessed. I met them many, many years ago with Elbow when we toured together on a Les In Rocks tour in France, and became firm friends with particularly Josh from the band, but with all of them. Josh T. Pearson has, of course, got a solo record out, which I've played songs from a couple of times. No doubt Josh will be playing all over the country this festival season. Do go and see him. He has the most amazing voice. My favourite male voice around, actually. Josh has got his demons. He's singing about his angels and his demons at all times, and really is soaring, amazing, beautiful music. This is Lift to Experience. The song is called To Guard and To Guide You. It's amazing.
Be at my side to light, to rule,
with the crippled and the faint, as the saints go marching on towards Zion with guns in hand. As the saints go marching on towards Zion with guns in hand. As the saints go marching on towards Zion with guns in hand, singing. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to rule, to light, to rule, to light, to rule, to guard and to guide. Time has come when you must decide to take two steps toward Texas tonight. So follow the lone star in the sky and beg for the angels to guard and to guide.
My mates live to experience and to guard and to guide you. What an incredible voice, eh? The album, if you want to look it up, the only one they made is the Texas Jerusalem Crossroads. It's a wonderful, wonderful record. And as you would imagine, it's on the best independent record label of all time, Bella Union. One more tune before we wrap it up. This is a gorgeous thing from Beck off the album Sea Change. Have a listen to the music. What else are you going to do? Have a look at it. Have a listen to the orchestration, have a listen to the string arrangement on here. I've got it in my head that it's his dad that did the string arrangement, but I was playing it to Pete Jobson the other day and marvelling at it. It's kind of reminiscent of some of the stuff that Serge Gainsbourg was doing with orchestras at one point, especially in combination with the very inky bass line. But it's also a heartbreaker of a song, especially the closing lyrics. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Paper Tiger.
Just like a paper tiger, torn apart by idle hands, through the helter-skelter morning, fix yourself while you still can. No more cinders from the sky, and all the laws of creation I tell a dead man how to die. Oh, deserts down below us, and storms up above.
Like a paper.
Well, that's just gorgeous. That was Beck and Paper Tiger from the Heartbreak album Sea Change. I have always had a wonderful time sharing some of the music I love with you. Thanks for sharing the music you love with me. Thanks to everyone who sent in a Song for Guy recommendation. Thanks to Michelle and Peter for helping me put the show together. Thanks so much to the Beckopedia for her wonderful input as always. What a great woman she is. Thanks to everybody who's been watching us at festivals that I know listens to the show. I've had lots and lots of kind messages night after night, and we all really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week. Don Letts up next. Don't touch that dial.